Salutations, one and all. Welcome to a Festivus edition of the Poetry of a Promo. I am the Wordsmith. You are listening to the Poetry of a Promo. You're experiencing the Poetry of a Promo. You are watching the Poetry of a Promo. Or maybe you're ignoring it. Well, you wouldn't be hearing this now, would you? No, you wouldn't. Anyway, I am the Wordsmith, as I think I may have mentioned a few dozen times just now, and you're here to hear another fantastic promo. We are going to begin in just a moment. But first, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and anywhere else, really, on the ether of social medias, at Poetry of a Promo. Now that I've gotten that social media stuff out of the way, this is the Festivus edition. As you can see, the red and green Festivus miracle lighting going on in the background. If you're not seeing it and you're listening to it, just imagine. It's lovely. It's Festivus. It's two colors, let's be honest. Anyway, moving right along. Today, we're going to be experiencing the 12 days of Christmas. But a different version. We are going to experience the Rocks version. What do I mean? Well, find out in a moment. But first, we have a lovely word from a lovely sponsor. We'll be back after this brief message. Salutations. Wordsmith here to tell you about Love Wrestling's wonderful sponsor, Manscaped. Now, if you don't know what Manscaped is, you must be living in the shed. See what I did there? This is the shed. This is the carrying case from Manscaped. But what do you put in here, I wonder? Well, you can put lovely products like the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Because, let's face it, gents, sometimes they don't quite have the aroma that we all need and or want. So use this and make those problems go away. You can keep them tone and keep them looking extra spiffy with the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. Yes. All things. But, you know, that shed looks pretty darn big, doesn't it? Look at the size of this thing. What else comes with it, I wonder? Well, do you hear that? Purring like a kitten. It's looking sleek as heck. Look at that. That, ladies and gentlemen, and lizards alike, is the... Let me just... Oh, too much purring, I suppose. This is the Lawnmower 4.0, only available at Manscaped. But why am I telling you about this? And that is one question you're probably asking. Well, because I've got a deal for you. If you go over to manscaped.com right now and use promo code LOVEWRESTLING, you will receive 20% off plus free shipping. Is he out of his mind? No, I'm just reading text, actually, is what's happening, because Manscaped is a Love Wrestling sponsor. So use promo code Love Wrestling, get 20% off. You know, your balls, they're going to thank you. Wasn't that ad just wonderful? Don't you want to go and buy that wonderful product? And I hear you can get a discount using promo code Love Wrestling. But, you know, that's just hearsay. Or is it? I guess we'll never know. Ladies, gentlemen, and lizards alike, here we go. It's time to dive deep into the Book of Rock. On this very special Christmas holiday, Festivus, all-inclusive December edition of Poetry of Promo. I have to rearrange my hair for a moment. I apologize. There we go. Shall we begin? I think so. And it begins. Finally, the rock has come back to New Orleans. Tonight, the rock goes one-on-one with Test. Ah, yes. Test. The man who has immunity. And just let the rock get something straight right here, right now. Test, you ever since you won your immunity, you've been running around here flexing your muscle, picking on referees, picking on announcers, picking on women. You know, that's really impressive. Just, but the fact remains is just because you cannot get fired does not mean you can't get your ass whooped. And the rock is a little confused about something. You see, Test, you have immunity, which means you should be happy, which means you should be smiling, but you're not smiling. You're walking around with a frown on your face. Walking around angry, mean. And the rock was thinking, what exactly are you angry about? Who are you angry at? And just like that, the rock figured it out. You're not angry with the referee, the announcer, the women. You're not even angry at the rock. Test, the one man who you hate more than anything else in the world. Santa. Oh yeah. Test. The Rock figured it out. The Rock figured it out. And it all goes back to that letter that you wrote to Santa Claus when you were a kid. You remember that test. It went like this. Dear Santa, you ride around on a sled. What's that all about? But anyway, I'll keep it really short and sweet. The only thing I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. But you see, Test, the Rock says you better be careful what you wish for. because you just might get it. And just like Santa, the Rock has a list. And he checks it twice. And after last night, you see, the Rock drove about 110 miles. Crossed a lake called the Pontchartrain. A very, very big lake. Long bridge. And the Rock was thinking about three things on his list. Number three is that the Rock gets a rematch with Chris Jericho. And once that rematch becomes, and once he gets that rematch, he becomes the undisputed champion. Number two, since The Rock is here, The Rock wants a big dose, a nice, big, healthy dose of that big, easy pie. And number one, test is that you and the Rock tonight, the Rock whoops your candy ass live on the Rock show, live on SmackDown. But you see, Test, before you go one-on-one with the Great One, The Rock wants to leave you with something. Leave you and your angry face with something tonight. Seeing as this is the holiday season, and we're all in the holiday spirit. Test, there is a song. And it's called The 12 Days of Christmas. And you see, Test, The Rock wants to sing you 12 things you can look forward to tonight. And The Rock will go slow at first for you, Test, just so you can understand. And it goes like this. On the night Test faced the Great One, this is what he'll see. 12 sharp shooters stinging, 11 eyebrows raising, 10 spines a busting, 9 noggins knocking, 8 kicks a kicking, 7 punches punching, 6 suplex smashing, 5 seconds of the Rock. No, 5 seconds of the people chanting the Rock's name. one. Four rock bottoms. Three people's elbows on your two buck teeth and an ass kicking all over New Orleans. If you smell what the rock is cooking. Happy holidays, ladies, lizards, and gentlemen alike. This has been another wonderful episode of Poetry of a Promo. I am your host, the Wordsmith. We got in the ring. We did the thing. Now, jingle those bells and fare thee well. Ta-ta.